See, I think people justify it this way. Well, I mean, I'm trying to hold this city together. Well, what do you mean? Well, just what I'm saying. I mean, look at that. Everybody's poor, and there's no work, and this is a big fucking job, man, you know? And you know that I left the private sector for a lot more money, I can tell you that. Yeah, bullshit. And it's a big goddamn job, so yes, we're going to get paid commensurate with the job that we have to do, because it's Christ, you know, it's going to be a lot of years, man, at 300 grand a year, trying to figure this shit out. Bullshit, you know. Where are we at? I seen them take out Mirabal in handcuffs, longtime resident Hassan Murad said after the arrest. I seen them drag him out. The Mirabal he's referring to is George Mirabal, who was one of the councilmen. They dragged him out in handcuffs. At the mayor's house, police briefly used a battering ram when Hernandez didn't immediately come to the door. Wow! They say the mayor... Yeah, there's a city manager and there's a mayor, and if you remember your civics like I don't, there is the city manager system and there's the mayoral system, and I always thought that as a kid I remember reading about the city manager system. I didn't get it. I thought it was bullshit. I thought you're supposed to just elect a fucking mayor. But anyway, wow, they used a battering ram to get into Hernandez's house, huh? Mr. Mayor, come on out. I'm taking a shit. What, Jesus? What are you doing? Well, you better get out here, or we're going to take this damn battery. I'm taking a dump.
You mind?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you really? Okay, come on in, man. Make sure Channel 5 bring the camera in.
What?
Make sure they bring the cameras in.
They said to bring the cameras in because he's taking a dump. Okay.
Yeah, sure, come on.
Well, we can't do that. Well, he said it's okay.
Yeah, bring them in. I don't give a shit. I'm going to jail. But if you don't mind, don't take my fucking front door out. Is that okay with you?
What's that?
Don't take my front door out, if that's okay with you.
Is that like, don't take your front door out?
Yeah, don't take my front door with your fucking battering ram, you fucking fascist motherfucker.
Hey, pal, I'm not the guy living high on a hog at 3.5 a year, you know?
That ain't me, that's the city manager, I'm the mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
All right, so, former police chief Randy Adams, who was also scrutinized in the salary scandal, was not arrested. Cooley, who knew Adams when he was the police chief in Glendale, said there was no evidence Adams illegally obtained his $457,000 annual salary. Woo! That's 150K more than the LA police chief gets. This cat is the chief of police for Bell. How many fucking cop cars you got? 457 grand. Now, they say there's no evidence that he obtained that illegally, which must mean they have evidence that the other people somehow misappropriated to obtain their, or stole outright to obtain their, salaries. Being paid excessive salaries is not a crime, Cooley said. Illegally obtaining those salaries is a crime. So, he must have illegally, what did they do, shake people down? Look, if you have a salary, right? Yes. What's your salary? My salary is $100,000 a year. Oh, okay. Did you legally obtain that salary? No, I did not. Well, what does your contract call for? Well, see, that's what I'd like to know. I think they are allowed to vote themselves their salaries, but perhaps they voted them in an illegal fashion. I don't know. But I'll tell you something. You know, the people of Bell, forgive me for saying this, We got to get more involved, people. I mean, at every fucking level, this is a beautiful expression of why democracy at the local level, and don't give me this bullshit about how, oh, it's fixed, you can't really change anything. Bullshit, you can change a lot of shit. A couple of people who were not cynical changed this. A couple of citizens in Bell stood up and they said, well, this is horse shit, we're going to change it. Now, guess what? They're taking everybody inside. They're taking everybody away to jail. This is far more important. Far more important than a fucking congressional race or a senatorial race, I think. You know? Well, we say, wow, nothing's getting done, even though we put a new senator in there. Yeah? Because here's where the fucking stuff is, man, right here. Dun, 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 dun. That's where it's at, baby. That's where it's at. So, anyway, the chief of police, $457,000 a year. Fuck. Being paid, authorities said Rizzo made $4.3 million by paying himself through different employment contracts. What? $4.3 million. Listen to this. Authorities said Rizzo made $4.3 million by paying himself through different employment contracts that were not approved by the city council. Meanwhile, council members paid themselves a combined $1.25 million for what Cooley called phantom meetings of various city boards and agencies. Rizzo also was accused of giving $1.9 million in loans to himself, Spaccia, Hernandez, Artiga, and dozens of others. Cooley said his investigators have pored over more than 60,000 pages of documents and more people could be arrested. His office began when asked, did you go over some of those documents? He said, no, just those people that I hired to do that because, and how much are they getting paid? About $350,000 a year each. No, anyway, his office began investigating last March, Cooley said, 4 months before the Los Angeles Times reported the salaries, which brought national attention to the small city. Remember, we brought it up on the show, 40,000 people. I remember, I don't know where the hell I was. I was having breakfast somewhere, and I had an L.A. Times. I'm like, what the fuck? You know. Cooley praised the Times, saying the scandal occurred in part because residents and much of the news media paid little attention to what was happening at City Hall until the story broke. Rizzo, Adams, and Spaccia resigned, and the council members reduced their salaries to about $8,000 following the disclosures to The four council members, boy, that's a giveaway, isn't it? Here comes a story in the L.A. Times. What are you doing? Oh, we're reducing our salaries. It's got nothing to do with the, you were making $100,000. That's right, you know, but we've decided to, we're just kind of doing some, this is all house cleaning. Well, the L.A. Times story, actually, well, I'm not concerned with the L.A. Times. They don't impress me at all. And I didn't speak to any reporters, so I'm no. We're just tightening the budget. We really got to tighten the budget up next year. So you're going from $100,000 a year down to $8,000 a year. That's right. That's what? Well, how do you live on that? Excuse me, isn't that my business? I can. Don't worry about it. That's not a lot. You're right, but the four council members who are currently the target of a recall would be forced to resign their positions if convicted. Cooley said. Bell's interim chief administrative officer, Pedro Carrillo, said the arrests marked a sad day for the city. It's clear that Rizzo and Spaccia are scum. The scum of the earth, said Mr. Carrillo. Why, I wouldn't piss on them if they were on fire, he said. And he put a sombrero on and left. I'm sorry, that's wrong. No. Mr. Pedro Carrillo is his name. Leo G. Carroll. Anyway, it is clear that Rizzo and Spaccia were at the root of the cancer that has afflicted the city, he said. Interim city attorney Jamie Casso said he expected Bell could carry on business as usual, adding that Carrillo and Lorenzo Velez, one council member who wasn't arrested, were meeting regularly. Velez was not taking a high salary. The district attorney's office is one of the several agencies investigating Bell. Last week, Attorney General Jerry Brown sued 8 current and former officials of Bell, accusing them of defrauding taxpayers by granting themselves salaries he said were far higher than warranted for the jobs they were doing. Artiga was not named in the lawsuit, but Adams was. Earlier this month, Bell officials confirmed the city was also the target of a racial profiling investigation by the federal government for allegedly targeting young Hispanic drivers for traffic stops to raise revenue. What the fuck, man? I mean, that the only drivers you got in Bell are Hispanic. So, oh, you're targeting... How's that profiling, man? I mean, that's you're just... You mean young people is what you're doing. Is what you're doing. Well, there you go. Huh? That's some kind of a deal. And, of course, we will look into it more deeply.